Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 24th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. In May, the Environmental Coordinator for the Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission said the environmental cleanup of Fort Monroe and Hampton will cost the Defense Department an estimated $60 to $70 million. The Army will leave the 570-acre facility in 2011. Areas requiring cleanup include weapon ranges that extend into the Chesapeake Bay, underground storage tanks, an old landfill, and a former automotive repair area. After the Army leaves, the Commonwealth will own the facility, and the Fort Monroe Federal Area Development Authority will manage it, possibly to offer education about the area's military history and natural environment. In another water and military item, a Defense Department report released on May 18th said that oil and gas exploration activities in about 75% of the proposed Lease Sale 220 area would interfere with military operations, particularly those of the Norfolk Naval Base. Lease Sale 220 is a 4,500-square-mile area about 50 miles off Virginia's shore. The Defense Department does not have a veto over proposed offshore drilling operations, but the U.S. Department of the Interior, which manages offshore lease sales, has never before approved drilling in an area to which defense objected, according to the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Installations and Environment. On May 10th, the U.S. EPA and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, or CBF, signed a settlement of the January 2009 lawsuit by CBF and seven other plaintiffs who claimed that the EPA failed to comply with the Federal Clean Water Act by not taking adequate measures to protect and restore the Chesapeake Bay. The settlement identifies several actions required of the EPA, including establishing the Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL, developing effective implementation, expanding review of discharge permits, setting new regulations for concentrated animal feeding operations and for urban and suburban stormwater, and establishing a publicly accessible system for monitoring progress toward restoration goals. In another bay restoration item, on May 12th, the Obama administration released the final version of its Strategy for Protecting and Restoring the Chesapeake Bay Watershed. The strategy is a result of the President's May 2009 executive order calling for an increased federal role in restoration of the bay. The strategy details actions to be taken by the EPA and by the federal departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Homeland Security, Interior, and Transportation to achieve five main goals: restoring clean water, restoring natural habitats, sustaining fish and wildlife, conserving land, and increasing public access. And in our last news item this week, the Atlantic tropical storm season begins June 1st and runs until November 30th. Tropical storms threaten coastal areas, of course, but inland flooding typically is the most deadly aspect of tropical storms. Governor McDonnell has designated May 23rd to 29th as Hurricane and Flooding Preparedness Week to emphasize the importance of emergency preparation. For families and individuals, that preparation should include three main things: having an emergency plan, preparing an emergency kit with at least a three-day supply of bottled water and non-perishable food, and staying informed, including having a battery-powered or hand-crank-powered radio in case of power outages. To help Virginians get supplies for hurricane season, the Commonwealth's Hurricane Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday runs May 25th through 31st, during which no sales tax will be charged on certain emergency preparation items. So here's the main message again: make a plan, get a kit, and stay informed. Now it's time for our water sounds and music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what's making the drumming sounds. And here's a hint: you'd never hear this drum solo in an open-air stadium. If you guessed a fish, you're right. You've been listening to sounds made by Atlantic croakers, recorded in Virginia and Maryland in 1962. Croakers, found in Atlantic and Gulf coastal waters, are in the drum family of fishes, which includes several species able to make sounds. In fact, hundreds of fish species make sounds, either to attract mates, show aggression, or for other as yet unknown reasons. Thanks to Rodney Rountree of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst for permission to use this recording from his Fish and Other Underwater Sounds website. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between May 26th and June 2nd. On May 26th in Richmond, the State Water Control Board holds a public hearing on the General Discharge Permit Regulation for coin-operated laundries. For more information, phone George Cosby at 804-698-4067. On June 2nd, the Virginia Roanoke River Basin Advisory Committee meets in Charlotte Courthouse. For more information, phone Tammy Stevenson at 540-562-6828. Here's one upcoming meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. May 26th in Emporia on the TMDL study for portions of Fontaine Creek in Brunswick and Greensville counties. For more information, phone Margaret Smigo at 804-527-5124. Finally, in educational or recreational events. Nobody's waterproof, so always wear your life jacket. That's the key message of National Safe Boating Week, which started May 22nd and continues through May 28th. The event is organized by the National Safe Boating Council, headquartered in Prince William County, Virginia. For more information, phone 703-361-4294. And last, the Potomac River Swim for the Environment starts at 8 a.m. on June 5th, when swimmers will dive into the Potomac at Hull Neck in Northumberland County, Virginia, and swim 7.5 miles to Point Lookout State Park in Maryland. Participants are raising funds for the Interstate Commission on the Potomac River Basin and for several nonprofit environmental organizations. For more information, phone Cheryl Wagner at 202-387-2361. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.